Well, certainly in regard to its sexual teaching, that the church comes in for its strongest criticism, for being unbending and you know, way too demanding, too stringent, etc. Polls of Catholics regularly reveal, just some were done recently in Europe, I think, that you know, most Catholics disagree with the church's teaching on whether it's, you know, it's homosexuality, it's abortion, masturbation, contraception, that these are impossible to fulfill. Most Catholics would recommend some change in the teaching. Even those who are, you know, very strongly supportive of Catholicism in general would call for a certain softening of the church's moral demand. So we're used to hearing that. Can I get at this question in a somewhat oblique way by changing the subject a bit or the focus a bit away from sexuality to another area of the church's moral concern, namely just war? So if you consult the church's social teaching, you find this well-developed just war theory. For a war to be just in its, you know, to enter into the war, seven stringent criteria have to be met simultaneously, ranging from a declaration by a competent authority to some proportionality between the destructiveness of the war and the good to be attained, a just cause, last resort, several others. Simultaneously, all seven have to be met for the war to be considered just. If you really apply those strictly, very few wars in human history were entered into justly on the church's view. Moreover, in the actual waging of a war, two more criteria have to be met, namely proportionality and discrimination. There's got to be, again, a balance between the destruction of a certain act of war and the good to be attained. And then secondly, there has to be a discrimination between combatants and non-combatants, between those who are soldiers and those who are innocents. Look, even those who claim World War II, which usually gets, you know, acknowledged as a just war, even those who acknowledge that World War II was just in its in entering into it, would be hard-pressed to say that it met the criteria of proportionality and discrimination in all of the ways it was waged. Think, for example, of those carpet bombings that took place in Germany, Frankfurt, and Munich, Dresden, many other cities. Tokyo, same thing, which killed hundreds of thousands of civilians. Clearly, both proportionality and discrimination were violated. And then even more egregiously and famously, in regard to the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, proportionality, discrimination, I mean, very hard-pressed to say those two criteria were met in regard to those actions. This is why, for example, in the wake of World War II, the Catholic moral philosopher Elizabeth Anscombe, very formidable figure, applying the church's social teaching, clearly condemned the atomic bombings. She went so far as to protest Harry Truman receiving an honorary doctorate from Oxford University on the grounds that Oxford should not be honoring someone responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of innocents. Now, in answer to this kind of criticism, a lot of Catholics at the time would have used, frankly, consequentialist forms of reasoning. You know, that the dropping these bombs, though terrible, resulted in the end of the war and thereby saved, you know, whatever number of lives. If you took a poll of Catholics at that time, let's say fall of 1945, I'd be willing to bet that 90%, 95% would have said, yeah, the dropping the atomic bombs was legitimate. But here's the thing. Does anybody today really think the Catholic Church ought to dial back its moral demand when it comes to just war? Does anyone think, oh yeah, we should really soften those demands because, you know, polls of Catholics say we can't live up to that because we can use consequentialist forms of reasoning? No, I think we'd say stay with those strict laws, those strict requirements. Here's the thing. The Catholic Church has one basic job. Its basic job is to produce saints. Jesus said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. The church is not interested in producing spiritual mediocrities, in producing people with hearts of gold, nice people that get along. Its job is to produce saints, people of radical holiness, which is precisely why it holds up very high and very stringent moral ideals and requirements. Now, Let's go back now into the sexual arena. Does the church hold up very high demands here? Yeah, because it wants saints in the sexual arena as well. It wants people of radical holiness in this area of life. Most Catholics, let's say it's 90%, 95%, want us to dial down those ideals. Many Catholics would use consequentialist forms of reasoning, as they would in regard to the atomic bombs. But does anyone really think that a church that is designed to produce saints ought to be dialing down its moral ideals? Now, there's a flip side to all this, and to get this right is to get the Catholic thing. Yes, very high moral demands. At the same time, the church has an extremely lenient penitential system. Let's say, for example, the pilot of the Enola Gay, that was the plane that dropped the atomic bomb in Hiroshima. He was a Catholic, I believe. Suppose he walked into a confessional, knelt down, said, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I'm responsible for the deaths of 100,000 innocent civilians." Now, would the priest counsel him? Certainly. Would the priest assign a penance, even a strict penance? Possibly. But at the end of the day, what would the priest say? If he was confessing this sin with a complete, honest sense of repentance, what would the priest say? I'll tell you exactly what he'd say. He'd say, "I absolve you from all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And that man's sin, in the eyes of the Catholic Church, would be forgiven. Period. Extreme demand. Yeah, we're here to make saints. Extreme sacramental leniency. Yeah, because the church fully acknowledges we all fall short of the moral ideals all the time. See, to get both sides of that clear is to understand the church. The problem is we'll take one or the other. My generation got the whole message of leniency, leniency, leniency. You know, God is love, God forgives everything. The trouble with that is we're not called to sanctity. We're not called to moral heroism. The other problem is stringent, stringent, stringent. Then you get into a, you know, self-loathing, how can I possibly live up to this? The point is to get both of them at the same time with equal vigor, equal vehemence. That's the key to the Catholic thing.